This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
You see, they're wanting to convey the erroneous impression that when there's a bad pun, I will make it. But remember, I'm also a former disc jockey. And disc jockeys, well, their stock and trade is bad puns. Are there even good puns, though?
Well, you've come up with a few over 11 years. Don't ask me to recite them, because I probably couldn't.
Well, you see, the reason is that they go in one ear and out the other. And he doesn't listen to me. Nobody listens to me. Why am I here? Oh, wait a minute. We're talking to Dr. John B. Alexander, trying to look at the frontiers of reality. You were saying here that you don't think Tom DeLonge is a disclosure ET advocate.
Oh, I think they would like to have information, but I don't think, again, knowing the others, I've only talked to Tom once, but I, as I say, the others I know much better. I think that what they're after is getting out as much data as they can and looking for the same kinds of questions that you and your audience are.
Yeah. Yeah, in a perfect world, that would be great. I mean, I'd love to get a call from Tom DeLonge saying, hey, Chris, your idea for a multi-instrumented triangulated array in a hotspot area is a great idea. How much do you need to make it happen? What sort of expertise and, what kind of consultants would you require? Let's make it happen. I would take him very seriously if he said that. I'm not sure.
Yeah, but let me go back to the, when you get to the funding issue. My guess is, the figure I use in the book, and I pulled it out of my ass. I agree with that. But it's kind of a knowledgeable guess, is there's probably less than $10 million a year put into research into all phenomena globally.
Yeah, globally.
So when you compare that to the amount of money that's used even in rare diseases, it is minuscule. And yet we are trying to tackle problems that are just infinitely complex. And so to get more to your point is, yeah, that might be interesting, but you understand that there's probably 1,000 such proposals instantly available? Which ones do you choose?
Right, but I think some are a little bit more well thought out than others.
What you do, remember, I used to work. My last job in the military was Director of Advanced System Concepts at Army Laboratory Command. And we dealt with the entire technology base and about every technology that you can imagine. And you have a one-to-end priority list. How is it you decide which areas to fund? And just like the military, and I've used this argument with the UFO research of the military as well, you run out of money long before you run out of good ideas to research.
That's true. But then there's also that whole axiom of bang for the buck. I mean, where is money best spent, and you have to
processes for determining that, and I mean that's what we did. Again, if we go back to the military, there was a whole huge matrix for determination of where dollars are going to be spent. The problem with the issue that we're talking about here is the amount of money available is absolutely minuscule.
No.
One of the issues that I do address in Reality Denied at the end is just that, about funding. And so my experience has been and continues to be that you have had a number of dilettantes who have personal interests in specific areas and they are willing to put money into, but they delineate what are the areas that can be researched,
right,
which is unfortunate because they ought to be interconnected and ought to be pulling resources. The other problem associated with that is that while you have people who are interested in doing research, they're also very protective of whatever their source of resources, funding sources are, and for good reason. There's very little money to go around. And so pooling ideas and picking the best one is not generally the way it's going to go. Rather, it's going to be based on personal relationships and the specific interest of the individual providing the money.
Right, right. I absolutely agree. It's all political.
Like, I saw a UFO. I had a near-death experience. Pick your phenomena, but it's one that's something that drives them to have specific interests. And as long as it's their money, they have every right to dictate, how it's going to be spent.
Right, and it's kind of hard not to bring up Robert Bigelow in that particular conversation. People have been very down on, the whole NIDS effort, for instance, which you were fairly closely involved with. And, I had to remind people, look, this guy is putting up his money, and he can do whatever the heck he wants with the results that he gets from his funding of a particular scientific effort. And he has no obligation.
Most of that was, in fact, published.
A great deal of it was, of course, until we know the width and the breadth of the overall amount of data that was collected, we'll never know for sure. But I agree that you have to approach this thing, from a very sober and sort of, you have to realize that, look, people are, they're putting up money. They have a right to dictate how that money is spent, and they do have a certain amount of control over the results of data collected and whatever conclusions are drawn from the research. But I do think that we do have some well-intentioned efforts out there that deserve, at least somebody take a look at, proposals and look at what the intention is and what the hypotheses are that are being proposed, and really, take these efforts seriously. You mentioned a $10 million.
If you're talking about an issue where you have outside funding, that's not earmarked. It doesn't come from an individual. In fact, NIDS did some of that in looking at various proposals, and we frankly had the scientific knowledge necessary to make reasonable decisions on how to proceed. But again, you're back to small amounts of money, intense competition for resources. Everybody's got good ideas. You also have the survival aspect of it, and I'm talking here about, monetary survival of the individual, meaning that the researchers, I still get emails, I'm sure you know people as well, who say, how can I get into this field? How can I get a job doing it? And the answer is very rare, but you can.
And there are no jobs.
Yeah, well, that's the point. And so you can understand why they would jealously guard access to such resources. The problem with that is the one that Chris, I think, was just pointing out, is that you don't share the data.
Right. Right. Well, hey, whatever I do is open, my database that I've that I spent 10 solid years of my life and a lot of funds and a lot of time, a lot of sweat equity is open to anybody that's interested enough to peruse the data. And I tried to alleviate the garbage in, garbage out scenario as much as possible. And I do think that my particular altruistic intentions should be adopted by others who are proprietary with the information that they're holding or data that they're collecting. I must point out, though, that you mentioned $10 million as a, just kind of a, you just threw that particular figure out there as a figure. I mean, let's put this into perspective. We're talking about 10 cruise missiles here.
Before we go on with the cruise missiles and blow up this conversation, that was a bad pun, too. Dr. John B. Alexander, Gene Steinberg, Christopher O'Brien, You're in the Paracast.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Well, I won't say that segue blows.
It kind of blew up in your face, didn't it, Gene?
You're talking about funds.
Right. $10 million, I think, is a bit of a, it might be an idealized amount. I think the amount is actually far smaller, but put into context of the kind of money that this government spends.
There are quite a few small pockets, particularly when you look around the world.
Yeah.
I also point out that, you know, again, you get back to the materialistic view, that with the Large Hadron Collider, we've put in 18 billion so far looking for this God particle, which frankly, all barely of interest to anybody but a few theoretical physicists. Let me compare that with continuation of consciousness beyond physical death. And the point there is it ought to be of importance to 100% of the population, yet gets almost no serious research into it.
Well, again, yeah, you are talking about a number of potential investigation-type projects in a variety of subjects. And, you know, the UFO subject is just one of many. And if you add them all up, you know, possibly we're dealing with, you know, a $10 million figure. I still think that's high. I think that we're dealing with a closet.
It's what we call swag, and I admit that. But I know of a number of people. And like I say, there's a lot of, a fair number of philanthropists who put, again, small pockets of money into it. If you take Noetic Sciences, for instance, that's one that's up and running, and I'm not sure what their budget is, but pretty good. Fetzer Foundation is another one that's been ongoing for decades. In fact, they're this weekend having a conference on consciousness in the UK. And there are foreign ones as well. But I guess the bottom line is whatever it is small compared to the impact that research in these areas should have.
Well, yeah, and you would think that because, as you pointed out, that these are subjects that, you know, unlike the, something as esoteric as CERN or the Large Hadron Collider, I mean, these are subjects that really should interest a majority of the population. I mean, everybody has an interest in where we transition to and when we die. I mean, this is this should be a universally accepted subject that you would think that more people would you know, be interested in funding these types of efforts and in funding you know, projects that are related to that particular subject. You know, just parapsychology in general.
Yeah, there are certain considerations in this, in that there are institutions, mega ones, particularly ones like religion, in which they really don't want the answers. What they want to do is be the purveyor of information and what you should know about it. And you find that when you get to studying areas like near-death experience, or if we deal with shamans, experiences we've had with ayahuasca or things like that. The point is allowing direct personal experience of the individual between themselves and alternative realities, supreme beings, God, however you want to name that.
Right.
That's not considered a good thing. And they want to be able to control the information going because it's power.
Exactly. Like you're not going to see the Vatican funding, you know, some sort of research into near-death experiences because it might fly in the face of, you know, the whole underpinnings of Christianity. I mean, this does kind of fall into an area that is fairly controversial, I think, in many people's minds. People don't want their belief systems to be rocked, and so why fund something that potentially has that capability of rocking, you know, one's reality view or religious view of the afterlife? And
it's also become highly politicized, which I think is extraordinarily unfortunate. I was pointing out in another program the other day that, from a Christian perspective, if the founder returned, I don't think he'd recognize the institution as it exists today.
No, I would have to absolutely agree with that.
What are some of the other areas in Reality Denied that you'd like to bring to our listeners' attention? I apologize for not having dove into the book, which I will, as I have with all your books. But what are some of the other areas that could be considered eye-openers for our audience here, areas that perhaps people might be surprised that you were even interested in?
Well, let me do one that's kind of an interesting story, getting close to Halloween. But I have one there about a physical interaction with a ghost. And this is one of the chapters where it said, go to hell. It happens to be the chapter. What happened is I was at Fort Benning, Georgia, which is located in Columbus, Georgia, or right next to it, and going to school, had a lot of free time, entered into working with some local people interested in psychics, and we got invited to a house in Phoenix, Alabama, which is right across the Chattahoochee River from Columbus, Georgia. And we arrived at the house, had a medium that I had worked extensively with, and we walk in. We knew very little about it, except something was going on there, and she immediately says, oh, some woman died here and whatnot. And it turns out, and we had not known this before, that a woman had died of cancer, and they had rearranged the house, two-story house, because of a lengthy and very ugly illness. She had died in there. But that did not seem to be, you know, the main issue. We knew and had been told that there was potentially a homicide that had taken place there. Went upstairs, and won't go in the book, I describe exactly how the building is laid out, which was very, very strange. But ended up, I'm standing there, and I can feel something pushing on me from behind. It turns out that the owner said that's where the door used to be. The next day, the medium I had been working with had bruises on her body, said she was being beat. So we had gone downstairs, and are you familiar with the planchette kind of thing like you use on a Ouija board?
Yeah,
the
Ouija board, sure.
Well, it's like that, except that what it would have is ball bearings on the back and put a pen on the front so you could write letters, and you would get automatic writing at a very fast pace. All of a sudden, the door swings open, the handwriting changes dramatically and says, go to hell, and then the door slams shut again.
We've got Dr. John P. Alexander with Gene and Chris, meaning you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temps from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code RADIO30 at the 3 times for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
This is Robert Hastings, author of UFOs and Nukes, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
We have Chris O'Brien taken over by a mysterious entity. Just as he was about to ask an important question, the cat got his tongue.
Okay, so you had an experience that obviously can't be readily explained. You've described, you know, the scenario, and you've described the surroundings, and there is no logical explanation. Where do you come down on an experience like that? What do you think? What forces are operative here?
Well, obviously, don't know. It's the type of thing I think needs to be more thoroughly researched. The issue here is the event absolutely occurred. It does appear that the information was being derived from a discarnate entity of some kind. I am absolutely sure it did not originate with this friend of mine, the medium, who was there and shook her pretty badly. As I mentioned earlier, to the point where she was actually bruised up the following day, that's when the bruises appeared. So, yeah, I've got throughout the book numbers of tales about interactions with discarnate individuals. Can you explain it? No, this is why we need to get involved. Now, is there a connection, say, between discarnate individuals, as we're describing here, and things we discussed earlier, like non-human intelligences that have interacted with society? No idea. But it would be fascinating to get in and research such things seriously. But the problem at the moment, in my view, is that our society is barely open to the possibility that any of these exist, let alone that there's some sort of interactive process that ought to be researched and understood.
I want to get to just a few other things here, because we covered briefly the near-death experience phenomenon you mentioned earlier, and I wanted to dovetail that to the other phenomenon, UFO abductions, because we've covered this from time to time, about a relationship between the two, which seems kind of screwy. But if they're all caused by a similar phenomenon, what's going on here?
Well, we don't know what the causal relationship is, or firmly that there is a relationship between them. Highly suspect that it is. But this is the sort of thing that is worthy of, exploration. Again, we mentioned earlier that these sorts of interactions, are reported throughout human history. And yet we've done a very poor job of, cataloging the experiences. Most of it is purely anecdotal. Now, we do have a few cases, and say near-death experience, in which the individual is absolutely instrumented so that you know for sure what their physiological state is. And one of the most famous, of course, is the Pam Reynolds case. It was a young lady who had an aneurysm deep in her brain, had about a 50-50 chance of survival on a very delicate operation, but it is one in which they had to stop her body, drain the blood, and so we have absolute sensation of breathing. We have blood is going out, the heart has stopped. And they also had a stethoscope on, so you're measuring the cortical electrical activity of the brain. Brain activity is stopped. Now, by all medical standards, when you have those things occur, that is not near death. That is, in fact, death.
That's death.
And yet she is explaining to us, exactly where people stood, what happened. Anecdotally, she was not appreciative that they played the Hotel California, which the lyrics include, you check in, but you can never check out.
Rather rude.
Yeah, but what is of interest to me is that we have recently come across another case, and I describe this one in the book, with the same thing, where the individual is totally instrumented throughout, so you know the state of their physiology, and yet cognitive capabilities continue. How do you do that? And particularly if one says the brain and the mind are the same things, which I would argue they are not.
Yeah, obviously. Speaking from my own personal experience, I died for 4 or 5 minutes. Several years ago from a respiratory failure, being at high altitude with respiratory health issues, and my lungs ceased to function, and just, I guess by the grace of God or whomever or whatever, EMTs were able to get there in time and revive me. And when I came back, they told me I'd look like I'd been buried for 3 days and somebody had dug me up. I was totally blue. My lips were black. There was no pain response when they initially got there. And, I thought, oh, my God, I've had a near-death experience. But, did I see a tunnel of light? Was my brother there, wanting to toast my transition into the afterlife? Did I have a chorus of angels singing me into into some other place? No, I had a complete, you know, complete blackness, a void.
Yeah, importantly, that is the norm.
I want to bring something up here.
Most people
that kind of changes the equations, guys. Okay, there's a story that came out a few months ago. And I have the ABC News version here. Study, brains function in clinically dead. A British scientist studying heart attack patients says he is finding evidence that suggests that consciousness may continue after the brain has stopped functioning and a patient is clinically dead. The research presented to scientists at the California Institute of Technology resurrects the debate over whether there is life after death and whether there is such a thing as the human soul.
Well, he's talking about 8 seconds. By the way, if you want a rather grim study that was done was during the French Revolution, the use of the guillotine, where there was a guy who would pick up heads and look at them and say that the lips would try to form words indicating what he thought was some sort of consciousness after decapitation. But we're talking about something that's really considerably different because of, you know, take Eben Alexander's case is a great one, where he was in a state like this for 7 days with negative ground meningitis. And what's unique about the case, of course, is that Eben was a neurosurgeon, so he understood the severity of the problem, and survival rate was very low, and then a whole series of things happened when he was in and out of body state. But getting back to Chris's, only about a third of the people who report NDEs report having these other aspects to it, and it runs from otoscopic position, i.e. being above your body, looking down at what's going on, tunnel of light, sounds, affirmations, meeting relatives. Those are the exception rather than the rule of people who are physically close to death. At one point, I was the president of the International Association for Near-Death Studies.
You know what? That's a good place to stop, and we'll continue with that discussion. Dr. John B. Alexander moving to, again, life after death. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, R-O-C-K-O-I-D-S.com.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temp from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code Radio30 up to 3 times for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Hi, this is Nick Pope. You're listening to the Paracast.
Again, if you haven't heard before, we're offering the first two episodes of Haunted with Paul Kimball and Holly Stevens only to Paracast Plus members, and you have to actually request special access. It's kind of confusing how that works. So, Paul Kimball, Holly Stevens, featured in the Canadian reality show Haunted. We're offering special access to the first two episodes exclusively for Paracast Plus members. And it's a little tricky to get it. You have to be a member. You have to open a personal conversation with Paul Kimball on the forums and ask for the password. I mean, they're being very careful, the producers of that show. And once you get that, you'll be able to watch the video, the first two episodes. Only if you're a Paracast Plus member, and he'll verify it with me. And to learn more about what we offer, go to plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com. And we were talking here about Dr. John B. Alexander's expertise in near-death experiences, as opposed to his associations on it. So the question I would have for you, John, is, are we dealing here with something where someone is actually seeing the afterlife? Or when they remember something, it's just something from their imagination?
I guess the answer is yes. We really don't know. That's why the case I was describing with Pam Reynolds is so significant, because it's one of the few where the individual is totally instrumented during the procedure. And so we know that their physical state is near death, or medically is death, and yet they are having conscious recall of certain things. Part of the information that comes back that's of interest, of course, is that, when they provide information, either about current events that they could not have access to, interactions with deceased relatives, and often ones they sometimes didn't even know they had, and other information or that of future events that then turn out to be accurate. Let me give a classic case here, and that's of Mary Neal, who was a doctor. And this has all of the aspects that we were just discussing. She was kayaking in Chile. This was the last day, and she was the last person going down the rapids, flips over and gets pinned underwater. She's underwater for at least 15 minutes, probably 30 minutes, far longer than one can hold their breath. Legs are broken, a whole series of miracles occur, and she is extricated and is alive, of course, taken out. But she received information during that process concerning her son, specifically that her son was going to die when he was 18, which is not something any mother would choose to hear. And, in fact, it came to pass. Son was out, I think it was rollerboarding on a roadway and got hit and was killed by a car. So there's one where you have physically, you can't hold your breath that long. And I've heard people say, well, there's air pockets. No, not under cascades that you're going down the rapids. And there's another aspect to it, was that after they got her out, had broken both her legs, a long recovery period, but get her out, four people appear. They're in a remote area, northern Chile, and they take her to an ambulance. No ambulance exists in the area that suddenly it was there. And so, again, the physical miracles that go on, the informational transfer that took place, the survival of being underwater for that length of time, all of which point to something really strange and unusual going on that we really don't understand.
Yeah, not only do we understand it, I don't think we even, as you pointed out at the very beginning of the show, we're not even sure what questions that we should be asking. And this would be a classic example of an incident that would point out the fact that we really don't know the questions to ask. One question I have, though, and it's something that I've wondered from time to time. I have a friend that literally woke up on the way to the morgue in a body bag after 45 minutes of being supposed to be dead, I mean clinically dead. What is the record for someone being brought back after being in a state that could be considered as clinically dead? I've heard up to an hour or two. Do we have any?
Well, there's a famous one that was 3 days that created a religion.
Well, yeah. Okay, touche. Well, in the modern era with the...
I don't know that there are records, because the problem is there's rarely anybody, timing. There's any number of cases. Ram Dass, I remember discussing one that was like a full day that had taken place in India. There's a very interesting case with John of God.
Right.
Something we might want to discuss because it has most of these phenomenal aspects to it, and we have been to Abidania and visit him, and I'm convinced that this is the real deal. But in the NDE arena, there was a doctor in Brazil. Abidania is about 90 miles or kilometers, I think it's 90 kilometers from the capital, Brasilia, was where we flew into. And anyway, a doctor who was working with him, who was at the hospital there in Brasilia, young guy, 40s, way overweight, collapses and dies, and is taken to the emergency room. pronounced dead, and the normal procedure is to move cadavers out. And not good for business to have, you know, bodies in the actual hospital or emergency room area. So somebody, his wife, contacted John of God and told him what had happened, and he said, have somebody stay with the body. Do not move them before 3 o'clock this afternoon. And so this is mid-morning. They did, the only reason they were allowed to do it was that it was his hospital, and, you know, they were willing to bend the rules some. At about 2:45, as I recall, slightly before 3, he suddenly goes, oh, and comes back to life.
Wow.
They've got at least 4 hours.
How can we explain that? I mean, the human body starts to break down in terms of the actual, you know, physical makeup of a person. Starts to break down with a lack of oxygen, blood flow, these sorts of things. Number one, how can we explain that medically? And number two, why don't we see, like in my case, I mean, I should have suffered some sort of, you would think, brain damage from not having oxygen going to my brain for minutes.
You sure we didn't?
Well, maybe I have had brain damage, and everybody's just been kind and they haven't told me.
that was back to puns.
Right. It just, I mean, this...
I will tell you
ahead,
something
sorry.
That, yeah, I swim 6 days a week. I was swimming earlier today, and an explanation sort of came to me actually today. And I was thinking about the case with the Mary Neal in particular. And the point is that I would guess that if you had took 99,999 people and you held them underwater for 15 minutes, let alone 30 minutes, they would drown. And yet you have the one that didn't. Now, science in general is interested in the 99,999.
Right.
I'm interested in the one. And this applies across the board in these phenomena. What are the outliers and the things that do not fit with our conventional scientific theories?
So the exception that may or may not prove the rule. We got Dr. John B. Alexander, and we're focusing heavily on some of the topics in his new book from Anomalist called Reality Denied, something I think about all the time. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items. And entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast Jumbo Tote Bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X-large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. You go to store.theparacast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.